Welcome back, everyone, to Reaching the Summit Women's Basketball Podcast. JD605, how are you feeling?
Hey, Madison. Happy New Year to you. Good to be back.
Happy New Year to you. I know. I'm so excited. But also, like, I was planning for this. Like, oh, I got to start the podcast soon. I got to start the podcast soon. And then I woke up and it was today. And I was like, oh, crap. We have to do this, like, tonight.
When you texted me about, what was it, a couple weeks ago, you want to do this on New Year's, I was like, sure. And then just with all the football that's been going on, and then last weekend being in shorts and grilling out at the end of December, I was like, oh my gosh, we actually need to start talking about Summit Women's Basketball, as we are in the middle of basketball season already.
Well, like earlier, and I don't like to start during the, I don't want to say preseason, non-con, just because like I'm still in, I mean, I'm at the end of the semester at that point, and like I don't have time to be doing all this, but yeah, then like, I don't know, what was it, Sunday or something, one of the teams tweeted like league play starts this week. And I was like, oh, well, we better get back to it. We better do this thing we're supposed to do that we said we would do.
I'm pretty sure I've only heard one person call it preseason, and that's Leanne. Non-conference being called preseason.
Really? Yeah, I don't like, I don't like that word, because it's not like, it's still your season. Like, yeah. You can't say the season hasn't started.
When I think basketball, it's definitely different than like Leanne saying it for volleyball. Because basketball, it can mean a lot, like, especially with the non-con schedule.
Those games matter.
Yes. Yep. And it, like, volleyball matches don't, but like the Summit League isn't at that stage yet where we're not getting a lot of top, like really, really good out of conference wins.
Yeah. Yeah. USD usually schedules really well. Omaha last year, I think it was scheduled like seven power five matches, power five at the time. And I was like, oh, okay, Buttermore, I see what you're doing. But yeah, it's hard to get. And like SDSU did really well this year, and I think they deserved everything they got. And I'm not going to argue that, especially as a Jackrabbit. But I won't deny, like, you and I had that conversation, like, their non-con wasn't that great. They did win all those games, and I won't discredit them in volleyball. But the teams they were playing, they were decent mid-major teams, but it's not like they were – yeah.
Yeah.
And which is
speaking – oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it sucks that it has to be that way. Like, I hope that the rest of the teams can start scheduling, like, Omaha schedules and, like, USD schedules so that we can get those, like, bigger – matches in volleyball. But what were you gonna say?
Well, I was gonna say, speaking of non-con, we've got a few good teams in our league that had a great start to the season.
That we do. I was like paying attention, but not, you know, I knew that ORU had some good wins and had broken some school records. I did not realize that they not only beat Montana State in the Big Sky Summit Challenge, they beat Arkansas, and they also beat Mizzou.
Wow. That's incredible.
Those are decent D1 wins. Like, the SEC is not my favorite women's basketball conference, but, like, those are good wins.
I'm just looking at their – yeah, ORU, right? They are the highest-scoring team in the Summit League right now, and it's – not particularly close for second place.
Yeah.
They've already got over 1,000 points. So
maybe that was one of the records they broke. I can't remember. I would have to go back to their Twitter, but
they're at 1084, and the next closest is give me a sec here. It's okay, it's actually USD at 975, but like if you're looking at the standings, like SDSU's at 930, NDSU 893. Wow. Or you as 10-3 for our listeners. Do you want me to run down the standings really quick?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to get to is
– oh, sure.
SDSU is also 10-3. And, of course, who starts the season playing each other, ORU and SDSU?
Of course.
Because we're on the same schedule we've been on for – I don't know, like, how they determine that or if it just – it never changes or whatever it is. But, of course, they're going to match up against each other tomorrow night.
They wouldn't have it any other way. Let's see. No. So, yeah, is that in Tulsa too? Yeah, it sure is.
Sure is.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I'm a little scared.
I hope they get a good crowd. I mean, I'm not going to poke any shots at pretty much outside of the Dakota and maybe like Omaha schools for attendance. But when your teams are this good and they're exciting to watch, as we'll get into, you know, go to those games. Or you just see it all the time with women's basketball, that gym just being
empty. And they've been good. They have been good the past, what, 3 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like there's no reason. And I get it. The Maybe Center's huge. Like, I understand you're not going to fill that. But, like, when I can see 15 or 20 empty rows behind the bench when you're hosting an SDSU or whoever else is, like, good in the league at that point, like,
yeah,
what are you doing? Go watch basketball. You can't just cheer for them at the end of the season when they're good and you think they might win the tournament, okay?
And then complain that the tournament is too falls.
And then complain. Yeah, literally. You don't go to your games when they're in Tulsa.
I can't watch my team compete. Wah. Go to the home games.
On a rant already. I was on a rant last night too. I was at this comedy show at a hotel downtown for New Year's. It was like an hour of stand-up and an hour of improv. And I showed up like with one of the comics. And so I was asking the lady that was working there. I was like, I understand that like your tables are sold out. It was a free show. So they must have just had like dinner reservations. I was like, I get that your tables are sold out. Is there anywhere I can sit like during the show? Cause we were in like this upstairs part that was not by the stage. It was like a backstage meeting room. And she was like, this can be your chair. And I was like, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Like, I was on to her. Then this old guy tried to come in the door. And I felt so bad because he had a cane. But we were told it was like a back door. And we were told by the staff, like, you can't open this unless they have a key card. So through the window, we were like, sorry, sir, we can't open it. And then we like went down there and talked to him. When he came in around the main door, we were like, hey, so sorry, this is what they told us. And then when he went out that door, he was like, I just want to teach you guys a lesson. This is so easy. And he opened the door and closed it and then just like kept walking.
And he closed it.
And I was like, oh, sir, gosh. Like, it was just one thing after another. So I was on a heater last night and now I'm on a heater about attendance at women's basketball games.
We're 7 minutes into our newest season of our podcast and we're talking about attendance.
Do you expect anything less from me?
No.
You
know me. Or us.
Yeah.
We're USD and SDSU people. We have to talk about attendance.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But we won't give each other crap about it. And everyone on Twitter should stop also doing that, please. And thank you. It's very annoying. I'm very
happy. All right. Where do you want to start first?
Go ahead and run down the standings so people know what the situation is right now after the non-con.
Yeah, so this is off the Summit League website. We've got ORU, that's Oral Roberts, sitting at 10-3. SDSU is at 10-3. NDSU at 8-5. Omaha, 8-5. St. Thomas, 8-5. Denver, 7-6. USD at 6-8. North Dakota at 5-8. And then Kansas City at 4-11. Seems like there's a few tiers here in the stand.
We're already seeing that, aren't we?
Yeah.
The top, middle, and bottom.
I would argue, you know, just from like, this is just stat seeing, right? Like, I haven't watched a ton of other schools, but that you've got ORU and SDSU at the top, and then NDSU through Denver, kind of that second one. And then USD's got the talent. We're just not seeing, I'm a little biased, but USD I think has the talent. We're just not quite seeing it click for 40 minutes. So I would put them in UND and Kansas City at that bottom right now.
Yeah.
I hate saying that, but it's,
I know,
you know,
I would say USD. I mean, I think most people that watch, and I'm talking about really watch, don't only watch their team, like understand the situation in the last couple of years. I think that most of those people thought/knew that USD was going to be in a little bit of a rebuild with another coaching change so soon after the last coaching change and all the things, Walker DeMers transferring, like all those things. But I would say USD still, it surprises me a little bit kind of how low they are right now. Like,
there's been a few games that they've had it and they've just, for lack of, but they've pissed it away. Like, you know, that they could easily be 9-5. Mm-hmm. Is that how you would switch it here? Yeah, 9-5 on the year. Yeah, and I'm just saying, like, they've got excellent talent, but this is as big of a rebuild year as I've seen them have with all the coaching changes they've had the last decade.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, being – they have a lot of talent. The coaching there is great. It's just – it's that full 40 minutes to win. And
yeah,
we'll see. Conference play, here we go, you know, but – I won't get too much on a tangent on USD, but that's the standings right now. But yeah, I think ORU and SDSU have that they're kind of the tier one right now.
Yeah. A couple things that I'm looking for out of a team that's not SDSU, I guess. I know I talk about them too much because they are my team. Denver, for me, I know I always hype up Denver, but it's because I know they have the talent. Mm-hmm. They've been starting... If you look back at our interview with Coach Woods 2 years ago, she said, these are freshmen, right? Emma Smith, Jordan Jones are freshmen. Those freshmen are now juniors, and they've been starting since they were freshmen in this league with a lot of the same girls that are still here. So what I guess hope to see out of Denver is, I mean, was it last year that they pushed SDSU kind of to the edge? I think that a lot of SDSU fans on Twitter were like, I never thought we were going to lose. And I'm like, really? When we were up by four with a minute left, you didn't think we were going to lose?
I think, like, it was last year.
I think it was last year. Might have been 2 years ago, but I think it was last year. I want to see Denver in those situations come out on the correct end of that. Because mm-hmm. they've been in those situations quite a few times over the last 3 years in the non-con and in the in-conference play. And I think that if they can just get over that hump, we're going to see Denver. By the way, with USD down, this is a Denver or St. Thomas opportunity to creep into that four spot, the three spot.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know, behind like an Oral Roberts or an SDSU. So that's what I want to see out of Denver. I would like to see the same thing out of St. Thomas. I did not realize, I thought this was the last year of St. Thomas being in jail. I did not realize they have another freaking year yet.
They still have one more year.
It's, yeah, I texted Todd this morning to ask because I wanted to talk about it. He's like, no, they have this year and next year. They still can't. It's not eligible in your fifth year. It's 5 years and then you're eligible.
Is Jay Hill a senior?
I
can't remember off the top of my head, but that would suck if she goes her career without getting a chance at the.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why this rule is so stupid. If you're transitioning up to Division One, let alone from Division Three, she is a senior. What threat are you? Like, I do think St. Thomas is a threat. I'm not saying this like specifically about St. Yeah. Thomas. But if you're transferring up two divisions or transitioning, excuse me, what kind of a threat are you? Like, why are we not letting them play in the postseason?
And you know this too. I think St. Thomas has been an anomaly to this. Like, because you're right. Like, if you're going, well, it's never been done, I don't think, D3 to D1.
No, they're
right?
The only
if
ones.
If you're transferring or, you know, going up, usually it's like, okay, there's a little bit of a process with this. St. Thomas has been very successful in women's basketball, men's basketball. You could argue football to an extent and volleyball. Like, they've had a great jump. And it just stinks. Like, again, this is one in a million here. It's never been done. Mm-hmm. But it just stinks because you're like, man. And not to get into men's basketball, but they're super talented. Like, what if they could have had a shot? But now they're going to end up playing spoiler probably this year. Mm-hmm. Women's basketball could be the same thing.
That's, like, something that I want. Like, I like that St. Thomas gets to play in the Summit League tournament. I think it would be absolute BS if they had to play in the league for 5 years and not even get to play in like the league postseason. At the same time, if they win the tournament on either side, the regular season conference champ goes to the NCAA tournament, which is fine. I think that makes the regular season matter. At the same time, does that devalue the tournament? Why are we putting blood, sweat, and tears and guts like Amber Scalia, yeah, who had her head cut open last year at the tournament? Why are we putting that on the floor of the Denny Sanford Premier Center if St. Thomas can win and it doesn't matter anymore?
Not to get too far in the weeds on this, but like, let's say, let's take the standings now and you got SDSU 1, ORU 2. One of them gets upset. Hell, let's just, for the fun of it, let's say State wins the regular season, somehow, some way they get upset in the tournament. And now mm-hmm. you've got a blood, sweat,
by OU, let's
yeah.
say.
Who could you? Yeah. What if it's St. Thomas playing you? I mean, I don't know if this would ever happen, but St. Thomas playing Kansas City because Kansas City upsets OU or SDSU. And they're pouring their blood, sweat, and tears. And then State loses in the first round. They're like, well, as long as St. Thomas wins, we're still in the tournament.
Yeah. Like, I on a personal level, I just don't agree with that. I think it's dumb. And I think if we just didn't have this transition rule, we wouldn't have to talk about any of this.
Yep. Man, we're on a roll here with attendance and then the probation.
This is what we do. Like, I don't think that we've ever produced an episode. I know for sure we haven't produced an episode where I didn't complain about something. We also may not have produced an episode where we both haven't complained about something.
That's fair. I did not give up complaining for my New Year's resolution. So. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Midco, while we're at it, 4 screens and or a quad box, please. And thank you very much.
We're still on this. I agree with you.
Until it gets signed.
Yep.
And they've heard me. We sit and eat with them at the Summit League tournament. You've heard me say across the table, hey, Craig, let's get this rolling. Please and thank you.
Come on, we need a split box here.
You've heard my demand. You've heard my request.
I was going to say on the standings thing, I do have the NCAA's website pulled up for net if you care. I know people don't care about the net, but – and they're also not even updated because they have USD at 3-8 and USD is 6-8. So – we have two teams in the top 100. There you go. Actually, the top 80, if you want to be specific.
Okay, and where are they?
So State, SDSU, Habit, sorry, I'll call them SDSU, is at 44. And then Oral Roberts is at 76.
Okay.
NDSU at 119. But again, this says it's updated through New Year's Eve, but these records aren't.
Aren't.
Accurate. They're a few games off.
Okay. And they wouldn't be like not counting a game for any reason.
They shouldn't.
Because some of those
that's right.
D2s, didn't they? Yep. I think so everyone's played a D2.
Maybe they are up to date. I misspoke. Yeah, because okay. USD's played what, Mount Marty, who they almost lost to.
NDSU was real tight with Dakota Wesley the other night.
That's insane. Late well, it wasn't SDSU played DWU for, or was it DWU or DSU? Did SDSU?
They might have played both, honestly.
There was one, though, for 3 quarters. It was like they were only up by 5, and then the fourth, they just piled it on.
But, hit the hammer, yeah.
Because we were talking in the men's chat for the Summit League. We were like, what is going on with the NAIA?
I mean, listen, do I think Dakota Wesleyan's Division I caliber? No. However, I did get my degree there, and their basketball program is freaking good.
I love it.
They won their national championship when I was there, when I was a junior.
I know that doesn't count for the records, but selfishly in South Dakota, I love it when they schedule those games.
I do, too. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so while we're talking about State, about SDSU, just briefly, you know, because I have to rant. There is another podcast that I'm going to plug called Mostly Major. It is our good friends, Darren Wallace and Keenan Dixon. Most of you should be familiar with one or both of those names. Even though they've left the area, they obviously used to live in Sioux Falls and be involved in the Summit League and Midco and Summit League basketball. And they led the charge on Twitter, along with a lot of us who were pissed off about, so SDSU, those of you that don't know, played, who did they play this year in the non-con? They played Duke when they were number 16 and lost. Creighton was what, 21 when they played them? They opened with Creighton. Yeah.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I'm not devaluing Creighton's program, but I will say every damn year, Creighton is like somewhere between 18 and 25 to start the season. And every year they play South Dakota State, and every year South Dakota State beats them. How many years do we have to do that before we can just get ranked after that, first of all?
I do have it pulled up. Do you want me to run through it?
Non-con. Through.
states.
Oh yeah, one second. Well, yeah. I just wanted to just I guess tell me.
Oh, if I'm I got wrong. I got you where you're going. Okay.
So played number 21 Creighton, beat them. Played unranked Wisconsin, but still Power Four school, beat them. Played number 16 Duke, lost by 4 points, ladies and gentlemen. 4 points. And then lost votes. Or maybe they lost votes in the poll after Wisconsin and before Duke, I think. It was like we were receiving votes, received like 9 votes.
Yeah.
And then after they beat Wisconsin, they only received 3 votes. And I was like, that's stupid. And then put out a great showing against a very, very, very tough Duke team that was ranked number 16. Lost by 4 points on our own floor. With no help from anybody, might I add, getting beat the heck up like normal. And the voters are like, no, this team's just not good. Like, I'm sorry, sir, what are you talking about? The only loss I'm like not happy with is the Georgia Tech loss because they were unranked. But also Georgia Tech looked as good as Duke when they played them in the Hawaii or the Bahamas or wherever they were. And then SDSU also beats Oregon. But nope, not good enough. That's all.
The Big Sky games weren't that. I don't think Eastern Washington and Montana were that. Like, they're still good wins. I think Eastern Washington's a decent team, aren't they?
I think, honestly, any team that you're.
Ball State, is that the MAC? Is that some MAC?
Yes, that's the MAC, yep. I think any team that's out of like, I don't know. I think all these non-conference wins are good. I just do.
They should have been. It pisses me off when people, and we've dealt with this, both South Dakota schools have, like the state should have been 25th or at least like right on the fringe instead of being one of the last teams to be receiving votes. Like,
yes,
if you so-called media members across that have these votes, actually watch other people. It's like the FCS coaches poll where it's like the, what is it, the GA poll. They joke around it being. It's unfortunate because, I mean, this state squad has a real opportunity to go undefeated again in Summit League. They've got definitely got the roster to do it this year. So, yeah.
And have, what did I say they have 3 losses? And those losses are Georgia Tech, ranked at the time, Duke. And Texas, Texas is huge. And they were number 6 at the time for us.
Yeah, like, Texas is just, that was just a size difference.
Yeah, I did not expect them to win that game. I hope that they would have given a better showing than they did, but also I saw them literally getting beat up. Like, wasn't there's nothing you can do.
When was, let me click on it here, the date, because.
For Texas?
Well, the date of the game.
Yeah, December 22nd. It was
Okay, so it's after finals. I thought for some reason it was right around finals time, but it's right around the holidays, though. I mean, you're traveling. That's tough.
Yeah. So if your 3 losses are a Georgia Tech team that played like Duke, a ranked Duke, and a ranked Texas, and if SDSU runs the table in the Summit League, at that
they should be in the top 25.
And even if they aren't, at that point, if they run the table and, God forbid, something happens in the Summit League tournament, I think SDSU has made a decent case for a 2-bid league again.
Oh, I think they have for sure. I think the only way they don't is if they lose more than 2 games in the Summit League regular season. I think they're a lock-in as an auto. Or, excuse me, not as an auto, but as a
and at large if they need it.
At large, thank you. I mean, they're the favorites for the auto, but I think they're a lock for an at-large bid.
It scares me to say that they would be a lock, because you just never know what
that's the committee's true. I'm just going off of the resume they have, and if they do even what they're supposed to do and they get 1 or 2 losses, I still, like, they're a top 64 team.
So if they end up with 2 losses in league play, sorry, battling this, whatever this is. Should they end up with up to two losses in league play? Who are those two losses? I know who I think they are.
I mean, just based on rosters and matchup, maybe I would go ORU and NDSU.
Okay. I was going to go ORU St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. I like that one.
I feel like St. Thomas has, kind of like Denver has had, but a little better than Denver, this ability to push people, like, just enough. Yeah. You know, like, they're not going to be in the top three in the league, but they're going to fight to be in the top three in the league, I guess. But and the other thing is St. Thomas, like, I don't want to say they have nothing to play for, but, like, they have nothing to lose. They can't play in the NCAA tournament. Like, they're building.
Yeah.
Jade Hill is now a senior. She's been starting since she was a freshman. Like, they've had the same coach for years and years and years. I guess St. Thomas has the ability to play looser than any of the other teams in the league, I think.
I agree with you, though. I think St. Thomas, I think Denver, I think those are going to be two teams to keep an eye on as that experience that is built over the last few years starts to gel more. And, you know, it just depends on what did you learn during non-con. And, you know, are you going right out of the gate once conference starts, or is it kind of like the wheels are slowly getting there, and then once the second go around, you know, are you starting to play your best ball going into the tournament? Because that's the thing, is like everyone's gonna, well, I guess everyone but one team. No, everyone makes it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everyone makes it. So if you're, even if you get in as the sixth seed, but you're on a 6-7 game winning streak, you're feeling hot, like it's your tournament to grab. It's your championship to grab.
I think the team, like, for me, the team that's going to be able to take this whole thing is the team that's going to be able to adapt. Like, a lot of teams have, most teams have a style of basketball that they play that works for them. But what happens when your style of basketball is Coach Amy's style of basketball and you have to go play ORU, who's going to press you for 40 minutes? What do you do then?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to, otherwise those games are just going to be losses.
You got to shoot the three a little bit better than 14 out of 45. We won't go.
That would help. I feel like there's a few different, like, nobody plays like ORU. I mean, SDSU can play fast, but it's not the same thing to me.
Yeah.
It's not the same style to me. And then I feel like there are teams in the league who adjust their pace. And then I feel like there are teams in the league who are like the slower, like the always take your time teams.
So the three games tomorrow.
Yes, everyone, let's get there.
Or excuse me, four games tomorrow. And this just, Madison, what you said, I just want to make this plug quick. So the SDSU ORU game is undoubtedly going to be the biggest game tomorrow. That game is on the Summit League Network. So a quick plug to get the app, download it, pay the $8.30 something a month or whatever it is. You know, they'd prefer if you had it year round. I usually just do during the academic year. So if you haven't got it yet, get it for January, pay January, February, March, April. I think they carry the Summit League baseball. So if you're a fan of a school that has baseball, keep it throughout the spring, early summer, but
they carry it all. And obviously football season's over, but if you are a Missouri Valley football school fan, like, I just pay the $80 for the year because I'm using it for football. I'm using it for volleyball. I'm using it for basketball. I'm using it for softball.
Yeah. All the other sports. Yes. And they're all there. I can watch replays. There's no split screen, you know, but, you know, that's the only negative thing that I've noticed so far.
You can watch up to three screens at a time. Four would be preferable because four games are happening at once, Midco.
But that game, so really quick, Kansas City is at St. Thomas at 1:00. I don't see any TV for that. I think there's a video to St. Thomas's website.
Why would that not be on the Summit League Network, though? Because that's – I see what you're looking at, but that's contracted. So
maybe it is. They just don't have it.
It should be there. Yeah.
UND is at Omaha at 7. Love these same time start times. SDSU at ORU at 7. The Omaha, Oral Roberts, those two games are on Summit League Network. And then USD is out in Denver at 7 o'clock. That game is also on the Summit League Network. It is now starting to get a little cold in my garage. I'm out okay. In my garage. I don't know if you're going to publish the if you publish the video, but yeah, everyone's taking naps in different rooms in my house, so I am out in the garage doing this episode today.
Yeah, vanished. My Christmas tree is still up, but it's pretty, so I was like all FOMO. Hey,
it's Christmas till Sunday, man. That's 12 days of Christmas.
Absolutely. It needs to come down. I just am being quite lazy. outside of SDSU Oral Roberts, I really don't. I don't want to be like, oh, I don't like any of these other matchups. But when you said the SDSU Oral Roberts, obviously is the biggest game that's going to be the most of a game tomorrow. Maybe USD Denver. I think we could see a close game there.
Well, then this is great for both teams, right? Because it's what we're talking about. Denver comes out and is on fire and beats USD at home. It's like, hey, we're here. And you could also flip that around. If USD comes out and is a completely different team since over the break, right? And they're coming out, they're hitting the threes. You know, they're really good at not fouling and assists and stuff like that. It's if they can go out to Denver and beat Denver, then on the flip side, they're like, hey, we're here. We've learned from our mistakes, but it's only one game, but that'd be a huge road win. Mm-hmm. So like I said, that one could be interesting because those are two squads that are looking to maintain, you know, get up to that upper tier of the Summit League because they both got the rosters to do so.
Mm-hmm. I think St. Thomas has a unique opportunity here to pick up two wins. They open with Kansas City tomorrow, like you said, and then Saturday they host North Dakota State. I think that is a winnable game for them. They're both 8-5. Obviously they didn't play the same teams, but I think that would be if St. Thomas could start out hot as well. I might be wrong. I know this is true in volleyball, but I think it's also true in basketball for them, in women's basketball, that they've had more wins every year than the previous year, like the same amount or more, something like that. So you can, if you go back and look at their records, you can clearly see the improvement. And I think mm-hmm. that starting 2-0 for them would be a good motivator, a good fire to have behind them.
Oh, for sure. I'd put that game as the game of the day on Saturday for me anyways.
NDSU St. Thomas.
NDSU at St. Thomas.
Gosh, SDSU's got a – I know the, like, hardcore SDSU fans that aren't afraid of Denver are going to think this is BS, what I'm about to say. SDSU has a tough start. I think the ORU Denver on the road as your first two games.
The South Dakota schools get that – they get the hard road trip out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Right away. But it's because they get the getting those teams at home at the end of the season. So, like
– yes.
They do get the good end of the deal. I would say I would rather have them at home at the end of the season than go on or not go on the road at the beginning. But I think that is a tougher kind of a trap game. I always think Denver's a trap game. Denver in Denver is always a trap game, no matter who they're playing.
I agree. Denver and Omaha for some
reason. I was also going to say Omaha in Omaha.
Actually, it kind of feels like Baxter Arena in my garage right now.
Everyone says it's cold in Omaha. Do you know what bothers me about Denver? When they changed their red, which is fine. Like, the new red is fine. The new gym floor is gorgeous. The bleachers or the seats are still maroon. So you have this gorgeous, like, crimson red on the court and on the jerseys. And then you have this maroon behind it. And it's very hard to look at. It's not aesthetically pleasing at all. At all. And I feel like they should fix it.
Get some donors.
Yeah. Well, I one time said to Coach Woods, I was like, you're a private school. You have money. And she's like, yeah, it's going to academics. I'm like, I know. I'm aware. It's just fun to say you're a private school and you have money. Okay.
They should get some money rolling in from their soccer almost title run, shouldn't they?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Denver is a very – this is why I want them to, like, get – be better at basketball, because their Olympic sports are so good. Their gymnastics team is phenomenal. Their lacrosse teams are phenomenal. Their soccer team is phenomenal. Like,
volleyball.
They're good at their volleyball team. Like, they're good at other things. And, like, get there in basketball, because I know you can. I know you have the talent. Figure it out. Ugh, drives me crazy. Yeah, so I would say those games to watch, like we said, tomorrow, SDSU and ORU at 7, USD Denver at 7, and then Saturday, NDSU St. Thomas at 1, and SDSU at Denver at 2 o'clock.
The other two games, North Dakota plays at Kansas City at 1. That is on the Summit League Network, and then USD is at Oral Roberts, which – for some reason is not listed as being on the Summit League Network.
Yeah. So
just if you have the Summit League Network app, or is it the Midco Sports app that they partner with, or whatever it is, just look at it. Look up, you can favorite your teams, your schools, but they'll have a schedule at the top that you can scroll.
Yeah.
As well.
I will point out those games, the St. Thomas games and Oral Roberts games that don't have that Summit League Network listing. They do have a video link on the schedule. And I know that St. Thomas's link before the Summit League Network was free. I believe ORU's was as well. So if that's good. The case, if it's running through like the ORUSN with their like media, the
radio
their
guys,
ORU media, like I last time I checked, it was free. So, but yeah, that's weird. I don't know why those are listed like that. Before we hop off, obviously, we have to, I didn't count the days, but what would we be? March 5th, we would be like 8 weeks away from the Summit League tournament, 8.5.
Nine, March 8th?
March 5th through the 9th, I believe.
We are, oh, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We are 8 weeks away from today.
Make your reservations. I'm fighting with my heart in my bank account right now about what is the cheapest way to do this, because everything is so freaking expensive. Reminder, the Summit League tournament is now Wednesday through Sunday. I'm excited to see how that plays out. I don't like it just because it's change and I'm an old person at heart and I hate change. I'm very capable of adapting to it. I don't like to adapt to it. So it's weird to me, like, that it's not a Friday through Tuesday situation. But I wonder if it will boost attendance.
I'm with you. I'm curious to see how the quarter, like, not the quarters, the semis, you know, how does that affect that attendance on Saturday? Because we'll do our best to hype up matchups, but obviously, like, us being fans of the two South Dakota schools, like, those fans –
they show up
really well for the tournament.
And we understand that it's because it's in Sioux Falls. We get that.
Right. You know, we understand that. But, like, we're going to do our best to hype up, like, how we're trying to hype up the first round of games here, right? Like, there, and we did that last year. There was a lot of really talented rosters and a lot of really, really good basketball players that we told folks, hey, if you have that Monday afternoon free, go watch these games. Yes, they're probably going to be one-sided, but, like, it's so – there's still good basketball players on the court.
And what happens is 2022 Kansas City, right? Or 2023 Kansas City. And then we're walking through the arena and we hear people, SDSU fans, USD fans, people who don't care about any of the other teams that happen to be sitting there. And they're like, hey, how about Kansas City? And their buddy's like, what are you talking about? And they're like, you didn't see? And then it becomes this whole thing, right? Like, I love that. I love hearing that. And I keep telling, that's why I get so mad when people are like, the league is down this year. I'm like, shut up. No, it's not. Watch the
no,
game.
It's not. It's just teams are teams just level out. Like,
but there are great games at the bottom. There's great games at the middle and there's great games at the top.
Like Friday night, the quarterfinals. Let's see. It'd be championships or Sunday, semis Saturday. Is it quarterfinals on Thursday, Friday, and it's just the 8-9 on Wednesday.
That's what I think that was the case last year, like that. Okay.
But regardless, so Friday is going to be like it's tale as old as time. Usually there's one game, men's and or women, that there's an upset.
Mm-hmm.
Like it rarely goes chalk. So if it doesn't happen on the men's side, it'll for sure happen on the women's side.
Okay, I just pulled up the bracket. Wednesday, 8-9.
Okay.
Thursday, 2-7, 3-6, 1 versus 4-5, and then 1 versus the 8-9. So yeah, with the 9 teams.
That would make sense.
Just like we had last year with the 9 teams, the 1 seed's the only one that's gonna get a bye.
Okay.
So then semis Saturday, championship Sunday.
We'll see. I hope it does. I think it will with it being on a weekend, but it also depends who makes it.
Yeah. Also, is it easier to take – is there a difference in taking a Thursday, Friday off work than instead of a Monday, Tuesday?
No.
It's still 2 days. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to jump the attendance or not, but we'll – I'm all for it being in Sioux Falls because, of course, it makes it easier for a lot of people to attend. But I think, like, it's until you move it somewhere else and see whether more people attend, you're never going to know. Yeah. But I also think, like, if you want the tournament to move, listen, I'm not saying you have the power to change the world, but if you want to try, you got to start going to your own games. Because until the league sees that Denver's packing arenas or Tulsa's packing arena. Like it's never
or Omaha, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, speaking of great basketball players, do you want me to run through some individual and team stat leaders before we head out?
Please do.
Okay. Cause I know people want to hear my voice talk about numbers here. All right. So
I know people don't want to hear me cough anymore. So go ahead.
you take a little break here. All right. So, was just curious to where some of the players in the summer league are at. This is off of the NCAA's website as of, about lunchtime today, maybe a little before. I just went with top 50. We'll start with individual stat leaders. Assists, Grace Larkins of USD is 14th in the nation with 78 assists. She also is tied for 31st in the nation with double-doubles at 5. Field goal percentage, there's a handful here. So I'm not sure how to pronounce the first name, but is it Jalee Oglesby?
Jalee,
okay. Jalee Oglesby of Oral Roberts is 19th in the country at 59.3%. Brooklyn Meyer of SDSU is 26th in the country at 58%, 58.28. Kiara Pemberton of UND is 27th at 58.06. And then Ruthie Adumo, is that...
Udomo. I'm looking at the letters in my head. Udomo.
Okay. 36 in the country at 56.59%. So we got a handful of shooting the ball really well. Free throw percentage. Carly Duffney at USD is 44th in the nation at 86.96. And then Michaela Almer of UND is 50th at 86 point. That's amazing. Like, I was looking at the free throw percentage specifically. Like from 30th to 50th is just so like off by like a couple tenths. It's amazing. All right. Or a couple percentage points. Points. Grace Larkins is tied for 7th in the country with 308 points on the year. And then, I didn't put a team for Jordan Jones.
Is that Denver?
Denver. Okay. Jordan Jones is 21st in the country at 20 points per game. Rebounds. Grace Larkins is tied for 41st with 119. Steals, Anna Oliveira, Kansas City, tied for 40th at, she's got 33 steals on the year. Three-pointers made, Alexi Hempe of USD is tied for 33rd. She's made 35 this year. And then really quick, team stat leaders, assists per game, team. ORU is tied for 47th at 16.7. We have a handful with bench points per games. ORU, 24th in the nation with almost 30 points per game off the bench. Omaha's 44th with 27.3, and NDSU is 50th with 26.5. What do you got?
I was looking for I told you that ORU had broken some school records.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for that on their Twitter. I just found it 3 days ago with their win over not sure who that is. Someone they probably shouldn't have been playing, to be honest with you. but it's fine. They surpassed 10 wins in non-conference play for the first time since 2017, while also setting the school record for points in a game. That was the record that they broke, 124 points. Now, is it Nicole Gray or Redick?
It's Gray. Gray's not her. I'm almost done. Nope, don't make any noise, please.
I promise I won't hold you hostage much longer. Now, while I was looking at that, I saw that ORU had tweeted College Insider mid-major poll matchup with SDSU. In the College Insider mid-major poll, ORU is number 20 and SDSU is number 2. I'm not mad that SDSU is not number 1, but I was like, who could possibly in the mid-major ranks be number 1 ahead of them? You're going to be so pissed when I tell you who it is. It's Harvard. Harvard's 11-1. So I said, okay, that's 11-1's great. Let me look at who they've played. Nobody close to the caliber that South Dakota State has played.
I think ORU and SDSU would destroy Harvard by 20 points.
Absolutely. Do you remember when I went on a rant about Princeton like 2 years ago, two or three? It was, I think it was our first season.
Yeah.
Because Charlie Cream had like put his all of his BS, and I was like, what? Literally, what are we talking about right now? Who was Princeton played? Same thing. So Harvard is 11-1. They did beat Indiana when they were ranked number 25. Fine. SDSU beat 21 Creighton. Other Power Four wins, they beat Northwestern. That's it.
Yeah.
Like they have 11 wins, but they're. It's Rhode Island, it's St. John's, it's BU, it's not, it's nobody.
That's
so I'm not sure how you can put them over South Dakota State, but it's fine.
You're fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine, guys.
Okay.
Watch basketball tomorrow. We will be back to our regularly scheduled live Wednesday night shows, hopefully next week, if not the week after that. Life happens. I'm in school. Jordan has children. I don't know what's happening.
Appreciate any time we can get together to talk Summit women's basketball, though.
Yes, me too.
And appreciate the listeners, too.
This is, like, so therapeutic for me because I care so much about it.
Oh, really quick. And I know that we have to make sure we say tonight's episode is sponsored by
Nobody. They can see it right below your face. It says sponsored by Nobody.
This could be you.
This could be you. But direct it through Jordan because I don't know how sponsorships work and I don't like numbers and I don't want to be responsible for anything.
Hey, direct so message want, me. Yeah.
If you want to sponsor us, reach out to Jordan. I am losing my voice and I have to cough literally every 2 seconds.
Well, hey, so it's good to see
you. We're going to go. Enjoy your family dinner. We'll see you guys later. Don't forget to stay on the summit.
See you, Madison.